In other world news, the leaders of the US and China have spoken directly for the first time in nearly 7 months. President Joe Biden called Xi Jinping for discussions that come at a low point in the country's relations. Biden told Xi both leaders need to ensure competition does not lead to conflict. And Xi said US policies are straining ties. Katrina Yu has more from Beijing.
This phone call is hugely significant. So far, we've got scant details about what exactly was discussed, but both sides are saying so far that it was a broad discussion. Now, Beijing has released a statement, a very brief one, saying that Washington initiated the call and invited Xi Jinping to speak with Joe Biden, and that it was an in-depth and extensive strategic communication on issues of common concern. Now, we're yet to see whether there was any concrete outcomes or actions to come out of this phone call, but it is a very positive sign. The relationship between the US and China really has hit an all-time low, and it started to really worsen under the administration of former US President Donald Trump. We had the trade war, and then we had the pandemic, and we've had a lot of criticisms around alleged human rights abuses being committed by the Chinese government in Xinjiang, its crackdown on democracy in Hong Kong, its increasing aggressiveness towards Taiwan, and China has not been happy at all with these criticisms, and this relationship had not improved under the current president, under the Biden administration. So what we have seen, though, is this continuing tension, and it goes into other areas as well. Just this week, we had an incident in the South China Sea where Chinese Coast Guard said that they had to expel a U.S. missile destroyer which was sailing around the Mischief Reef in the Spratly Islands, territory claimed by China, but it's actually disputed territory also claimed by Chinese neighbors. So these tensions are continuing to bubble in the background.
So where are U.S.-China relations headed? Let's speak to Benjamin Herskovich, who's a research fellow at the School of Regulation and Global Governance at the Australian National University. He's joining us via Skype from Sydney. Good to have you with us, Benjamin. The lack of communication was a measure of the rising tensions between China and the U.S. The last meeting, we all recall, between U.S. and Chinese officials in March ended very acrimoniously, publicly anyway. Just how positive are these direct talks in months, the first ones? How significant a break do you think this is?
It's certainly a positive development. As you've noted, the relationship has been on the rocks for some time, and this is taking it in the right direction. Having contact between the leaders at this high level is really positive. They can have a direct line of communication. They can engage with each other in a frank way and a free way, as opposed to China and the United States slanging it out in the international media. It's also a meeting which comes in advance of a whole host of really big multilateral meetings in the next few months, in the remainder of this year, things like the United Nations General Assembly, the APEC meeting, the G20 meeting. So there'll be a lot of opportunities for President Xi and President Biden to get together and talk coming forward. Mm. Having said that, though, even though it's a good sign, the reality is that the U.S.-China relationship remains deeply, deeply adversarial across a whole host of fronts. And prior to President Biden taking the White House, we were under the impression that things might improve with the new administration and the end of the Trump administration. Mm. But so far, there's no substantive sign of progress. So They're talking, that's good, but it doesn't signify anything more significant than that.
China was very clear to point out that it was the Americans who initiated this conversation. And this is coming at a time, of course, when it looks like America's global influence has somewhat taken a hit with the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. Would you say that Beijing today is in a stronger position where it could be the one dictating the terms of the relationship?
You're absolutely right that Beijing is intent on making it very clear that things will only happen on Beijing's terms. This is no longer a case of the United States being the country with overwhelming military might, economic influence, and diplomatic clout that can determine terms. Beijing is saying, you will come to the table and it will be according to our wishes. And in addition to making it clear that the United States initiated this contact, the statement out of Beijing in the wake of the call made it clear that despite this positive sign, Beijing sees Washington as being the responsible party for the really serious downturn in relations over the last few years. And there's no sign of Beijing being willing to approach Washington from the position of equals. Beijing will insist on driving a really hard bargain and getting Washington to agree on its terms or not agree at all.
Right. And China's listed things like climate change, pandemic prevention and control, and economic recovery as some of the areas where Beijing and Washington could and should cooperate. But there are, as you've said, quite a few issues that still need to be ironed out, including trade in the South China Sea, of course. Can those differences be ironed out? And what do you see as the best way for America, the U.S., to counterbalance China?
I think the focus ought to be, in both Beijing and Washington, on those areas of relative mutual benefit. So on something like climate change, for example, both the United States and China have a deep vested interest in arriving at a functional global agreement that binds them both to targets. That would be a really positive outcome. It would be good for China. It would be good for the United States. But we are in such a fractious environment where every single step taken by Beijing is viewed in Washington as essentially a hostile act. And the same is true in Beijing. U.S. initiatives to put more pressure on China on emissions reductions, for example, are seen in Beijing as an effort by Washington to tarnish China's reputation. So even though there is common ground on some issues like climate change, the reality is that the relationship is just so adversarial, the level of suspicion is so deep-seated in both capitals that it's really unclear whether there'll ever be substantive progress on these issues when the atmosphere is just so gloomy.
Benjamin Herskovich, thank you very much for talking to us about this. Thank you for your insight.
Thank you. Great to be with you.